Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. So if you're joining me for the first time, welcome to the show. Where have you been? We've been here 11 years. Tweet me at Max Tucci or find me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. I'm glad you're joining us tonight. We've got a great show ahead. We're going to talk to someone who died and came back. Has that happened to you? Actually, I know someone who that did happen to. And we have another one in the studio. So that means I know two people who that happened to. But I think we're all on this journey of death and waking up on the every day we go to sleep and we're going into a state of who knows what. Is it death? Is it life? Is it where are we going? What are we dreaming? What are we doing? And then we wake up and we're born again to breathe and love and dance and be part of this world. So if you're ready for that conscious conversation, then you're at the right place tonight. My guest tonight, he'll be joining us in just a moment, is David Matthew Brown, international speaker on the heart, an energy whisperer, author of two books, The Book of Light, The Heart Opening, and 90 Days of Heat, Freedom Through Moksha. Both on Amazon. You can get them now, so go to Amazon.com or I guess any other book outlet that you like. He was a past radio host, actually, and we learned tonight at LA Talk Radio years ago, but one show was Inside Out, and he's interviewed over 550 guests on Living from the Inside Out, award-winning poet and father. That wraps it all up, and dad. So he'll be joining us shortly, but you know, we've got some music we're going to play here tonight, one from Ash Ruiz. You all know Ash. I met when I was in Boulder, Colorado. Ash has become brother, one of my best friends, being brother, sister, all that is, and we met there when I was in Boulder trying to figure out something to do for the night, and then went on a Facebook Live, and he was doing a satsang there, and I was like, who is this person, and why do I feel like I know him? Well, life unfolds naturally. I swear, we are all but flowers blooming naturally, except some of us has patterns and pathologies that need to be disrupted, and some have energy that need to be clearing. So tonight we're going to talk about all that here, energy clearing and roar, a type of breathing all over the world. What is roar? We're going to find out. Y'all might think of roar as one when we have Sherry Carney on the show, but it's another roar. It's a collective roar. We're all roaring. And what does it mean tonight with David? And we'll talk about that. And then his journey is quite interesting. So stay tuned, hang around, chill out. It's like Sunday night, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 o'clock on the East Coast. And if you're like tuning in from Italy, good morning. It's like 5 o'clock. It's still that time where you can be still and know that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And that's tuning in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. So let's play a beautiful song to get you into the space of just breath and moment and whatever's going on in your life. Just take a minute, take a beat to say pause. Just be still and know for a moment. So I love you all for tuning in, and we'll be right back. Ash Ruiz, Most Beautiful Light, here on Max and Friends.
And find myself.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Ashru's Most Beautiful Light. Y'all go find Ashru's. He is one of my besties. He also, in the past, was in the band Menudo. So if there's any Menudo fans, that's what Ash is doing now. He's singing, he's loving, he's spreading good love, good vibes, good energy all over the world. That's what we need right now, is more good energy. And maybe we need some energy clearing. So without further ado, meet my next guest. First time on Max and Friends, but not first time on LA Talk Radio. David Matthew Brown, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm grateful that you're here.
I like that line he had in the song, you don't need Superman if you're already free.
That's right. I love it. It's so the truth, right? You know, Madonna just did a new song and she said she went searching all over and the saddest part was when she was searching, all she discovered was she was never lost.
Wow.
Right? It's yeah. True. Where we are right now is where we're supposed
Perfect,
to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's get into your journey because it's quite interesting. You have, you died.
I died. That's exactly right.
You died. Flatline.
Yeah.
Dead.
Gone.
That's fun.
Nothing.
And then you came back.
Then he came.
Why?
Yeah. I have no idea. I actually want to stay there, right? I want to stay right in that space.
Because you have a purpose.
Yeah, it was an interesting experience. I was at Century City Mall in Los Angeles. And I was a working full-time actor doing lots of commercials and voiceovers. And I was eating a chicken Caesar salad, and I swallowed a chicken bone and it went this way in my throat, and just, and you know, like you get embarrassed,
right?
When you get like a big bite of something,
right?
Someone's talking to you and you're like, well, I can just swallow it. So I took that swallow and it just lodged
further.
Yeah, just went right in the center of my throat and stopped. And then I started feeling panic,
right?
And all kinds of things coming up. And the person that I was with, this woman, Amanda, was like, oh my God, I gave her the choke signal. And she ran over and she was trying to give me the Heimlich and she was screaming. And my eyes went, they closed. And I remember the last thing I ever said to myself was, which I never expected, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Never in my wild, like when I thought about death or what death was. That never occurred to me.
So it's a good question to pose to our listeners tonight. Are you ready to go?
Probably not, right? Like, for everyone's like, I'm ready to go to a party. Right. I don't know if I'm ready to go.
I'm one of the ones that's ready to go. Like, I am. And when I say that, people are like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need to talk? Are you depressed?
Yeah.
No, it's just like, what? No one knows. That's the beauty. You know, so it's like, why not be ready?
Yeah.
Whatever.
So true.
It's like, it's really not that big of a deal. So we're gone.
Yeah.
But where are we going is the question.
Right.
So where did you go? Did you remember anything from that moment?
You know what? It was interesting because I probably went to maybe like a place of purgatory. I'm not sure, because everybody else that describes their experiences, they see these bright lights and blah, 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 blah. But I actually, it was just this abyss of darkness that felt immensely peaceful. It was beyond words. It just felt so great. No body, had no mind. I had no experience of this realm at all. And
this realm meaning here.
Yeah.
And
hands. Exactly right. And I was literally everywhere all at once at the same time.
Yeah, all that is.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it felt great. Just felt great. At the time, I had a lot of anxiety and worry about like where my next acting job was going to come from, or whatever, like your normal stresses. And so when I came back, this old, old lady, when I came back, was crying, and she gave me a big hug, and she goes, "Oh my God, we lost you." And the trippy part was, when I finally came back, the fire department was there, mm-hmm. and I turned to the guy, this guy that gave me the Heimlich, and I said, "Oh my God, thank you so much." And I go, "Hold on a second," because the fire department was checking my throat to make sure that everything was fine. And then I look back, and I swear to God, the guy that saved me was in a dead sprint running away from me, and he ran behind the building, and I never saw him ever again.
Wow.
Like a dead sprint. Yeah. Like just running as fast as he could. And I was like, great, it's probably my spirit. Like, right, it's probably my guardian angel going, holy crap.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
You again.
Yeah, he did it again. He can't just walk in the world. Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, where's the chicken bone?
I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea.
That's funny. That's like what you have dipped in gold and wear around
your right, neck. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Like, and it was here and out here.
And I went to the hospital, and the doctor kept asking me, how does your throat feel? And I kept going, "Hey man, I said I was ready to go."
Yeah.
I was ready to go. And he's like, uh-huh. "How's your throat?" I was like, "It's great, but I was ready to go."
Yeah.
Ready to go.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what did that catapult you into? Because now you're living you have your patterns, your pathology, your life. You're ready to go. You went. You came back. And now what?
So now this mind that was crazy, like anxious and worried, mm-hmm. is completely at peace.
Okay.
Completely at peace. To the place where, I think it was like 2 days later, mm-hmm. I got called for a callback for something. And I had, there was no more like, whatever my drive was went away. Everything mm-hmm. went away, like ambition, everything. Mm-hmm. And so that was part of the practice, you know, because I'm still here.
Right.
So to bring that drive back. But the first couple of weeks, just complete peace, mm-hmm. complete peace. And it was.
What does peace mean to you? Like, what does that mean, complete peace? We just witnessed it.
Yeah, just that when we're connected to our breath, and I'm sure we'll get into it later, but when your breath sounds like the ocean tide. So mm-hmm. when you're in the rhythm of your own breathing, it sounds exactly like the tide. It's that soft, it's that mm-hmm. smooth, it's that quiet, even though there might be some turbulence in it every once in a while.
A wave.
Yeah. Right? It's just a wave.
Yeah.
But for myself, just vast silence.
Okay.
Literally just silence. And so I was at a theater. I was at the Coronet Theater, mm-hmm. and this couple was fighting. And I walked over to them to check on them, and I just wanted to see if everything, I said, "Are you guys okay?" And everything just went quiet.
Yeah.
And the woman looked at me, she went, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. We were fighting. She couldn't even figure out what they were fighting about.
Right.
And it was that time that I was like, wow, just our very presence mm-hmm. is enough.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on.
It is enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is enough. And, you know, it's interesting because also sometimes when we're lost in the space of not knowing mm-hmm. the unknown, mm-hmm. I think that's sometimes a beautiful space because it's new to us. And so it's like, okay, now what? Like, right. what do I have to do now?
Absolutely.
And what will bring me to where I need to be next?
Absolutely.
So with that said, that experience brought you where?
So that brought me to Agape International Spiritual Center.
Like all near-death experiences.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. See, remember,
but you didn't have near-death. You had death experience.
Yeah.
You were flatline.
Because I wanted to go there for the mere fact of I wanted to maintain this peace.
Right.
Right. And it's interesting because I just watched a video with Papa G. Mm-hmm. And Papa G described that he woke up when he was like 8 years old mm-hmm. and then left. And then didn't come back till he was 34.
Yeah.
Because he recognized that he had woken up and then he wanted to figure out what other people did. And I did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Here I am. I woke up to where I was.
Okay.
And I was taught through my education, right, that, well, now other people must know more than what I know. So I studied all these different modalities mm-hmm. and went to Agape and I wanted to learn meditation, even though my mind was completely quiet. Mm-hmm. And so I did all this stuff and got a certificate And then I went into bereavement support, and then in bereavement support, that's where I developed Roar.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone in my class recommended that I go to the Unity Church of Burbank, and I had never spoken before
mm-hmm.
as a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I went there and I spoke once, and they called me back in to be a speaker once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where I started speaking. So I've been speaking all over the globe for like 10 years now.
Beautiful.
And it's always been on the heart-mind connection.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, the heart-mind connection?
So the heart-mind connection is most people live from a mind-heart connection.
Mm-hmm.
People don't live from the heart-mind.
Right.
Right.
So how do we get into that flow?
So you can get in the flow, first of all, understanding about how to at least quiet the mind, right? Mm-hmm. So in my book, The Book of Light, The Heart Opening, it tells you the dynamic. So the dynamic is your heart is the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind is the king. And we know that because it's called mental,
M-E-N-T-A-L,
that's your masculine, right? Mm-hmm. The masculine needs to get the word from the feminine what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if the masculine takes over, it's one of the reasons why I think that we're so inundated with all this kind of masculinity and just allowing it to take over. Because in our own inner life, the mind is abusing the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So how we do that is you can essentially, like, if you just bring the breath to your heart chakra
mm-hmm.
and you breathe into that heart chakra and you breathe out and you continue to breathe in and out of there, right? And as you're breathing in and out of your heart, what you'll begin to notice is that your attention is slowing the mind down.
Yeah.
Right.
And closing the chatter.
Right. Yeah. And then when that inspiration hits, that insight,
mm-hmm.
the heart gets excited and sends it to the mind, and the mind goes. Because
right.
now it's got something to do.
Got you.
But most people don't live that way, as you know. They're so absorbed in this right. thing, this smog, that
right.
they're like, well, I should go do this. Well, maybe I shouldn't do that.
And then they ask, why is it so foggy?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or I have a foggy mind.
Or what's my purpose? Or what am I doing?
Right.
Or whatever. The first thing's to be here.
Yeah.
Your first purpose is just where you're at.
And open your heart.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to play a song because there's someone that we both know
okay.
named Prima.
Oh yeah,
Prima Ponari.
She's got a great voice.
And not only does that she have a great voice, but she has a great song called My Heart Is Open.
Awesome.
So I think it's like a perfect time to segue into this song.
Absolutely.
So let's get back into that space, because sometimes conversation will make you drift and sometimes music brings you back. So My Heart Is Open by Prima Ponari here on Max and Friends. And when we're back, my guest David is with us, and we're going to talk about Roar, we're going to talk about his books, we're going to talk about breathing, and we're going to talk about whatever else you want to talk about. So don't go anywhere, because we're here right now on Max and Friends, where you are exactly supposed to be. Stay tuned.
Forgive me, I forgive you. Let's start again, let's break through. I was bound to fade away. So if you listen, I will stay. Thank you. with you.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. I love that song, My Heart Is Open, by my friend Prima Pilinati. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Right? Have you heard that one before?
No, I have not. It's gorgeous.
Isn't that perfect for this conversation? Yeah. So I hope you all opened your heart in that space that we just provided you.
Yeah.
So that you can go from heart to mind right now. So, you know, let's talk about breath.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, what I love about breath, and I had the conversation just actually going down in the elevator here at the studio, is that no one teaches us how to breathe. We're kind of born and it happens naturally.
Right.
Like, you know, speaking, people teach us language, people teach us movement, people teach us dance. Sometimes they don't need to. But breath is one thing that we just know how to do. Mm-hmm. Like the flower that blooms, it unfolds. No one tells it how to unfold. It just knows how.
Right.
So why is it that we know how to breathe, but yet we really don't know how to breathe?
I think it's just like you talk about, right? It's just all unconscious.
Yeah.
We just do
conscious
it.
Breath versus conscious. Yeah, unconscious breath versus conscious breath.
We're all just breathing unconsciously.
Yeah.
Right? Most people breathe in their chest, as you know.
Yeah.
They're not even breathing down to their diaphragm.
Which is a muscle that people don't even know.
Yeah. Unless, of course, they go to yoga or, you right. know, or they're doing something where there is like that conscious effort.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know why it's not taught in school.
I think they're changing that now. I know one school on the East Coast, they're starting to do meditation. A couple schools are starting to do meditation.
It's good.
Which is like necessary, I think.
Right.
Especially now in this like robotic state of being with cell phones and being so much alike.
Right.
It's nice to have that moment of meditation, stillness, quiet breath in school.
Absolutely. In the It'll breath debunks the mind.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch kids who were like, you know, in the hype of Instagram, which is kind of now.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of like dissolving a little bit, which I look forward to hoping to dissolve more.
I hope so.
And then these kids who are now being taught meditation in school, it's going to be an interesting shift
right.
in not only the children of our future, but in how things are operating in our future.
Right.
So it's going to be an interesting, it's something I look forward to watching.
Absolutely. And, you know, I teach mindfulness I taught it over at Larchmont, the charter school in Hollywood. And those kids, they just pick it up like that. Yeah. I just snapped my finger for those of you that want to know what just happened. But yeah, they just picked it up really fast and they love it.
They do.
Because you're right. Nobody's teaching it.
Yeah. And what you're doing is you're breaking that pattern and pathology of what they know.
Absolutely.
And now teaching them something new.
Yep.
And so they're like so.
They're like little sponges, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. More adults need to get into that.
Absolutely.
So. Breathing, yep. Roar. You've done roar, a type of breathing all over the world. What is roar?
So roar is simply just heart breathing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And then to deepen it, what you do is as you're breathing into that heart, like we just went over before the song, and breathing out, when you close your eyes and you begin to listen to your breath, and then it definitely sounds like the ocean tide, and you can lose yourself in that ocean tide. And by doing that, when you come out of that after like 2 or 3 minutes, it's just like what you were just talking about, breaking those loops, breaking those patterns within your mind, because now your mind can't just make a full circle. It snaps open and then something new can come in there. And that's pretty awesome for people.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, Majai, who's a beautiful guru from Kashi Ashram in Florida.
Wow.
Always taught me, she passed since, but she always taught me thoughts are just thoughts.
Yeah.
Thoughts are just thoughts.
Absolutely.
And once you realize that thoughts are just thoughts, it's like, but what the heck does that mean? You know, people are like, what the hell is that? Thoughts are just thoughts. That's all they are.
Right.
You know, and I learned recently the beautiful thing of thoughts to compare it to traffic. Mm. If it's a moving car, we don't go chasing after moving cars. So why are we going chasing after thoughts?
Right, right. Yeah.
It's like, let the car just go by.
Absolutely.
And just let it go. Don't try to run after it because you're going to get hurt.
Right. Because what happens is that charge comes up, right?
Exactly.
Thought comes charge. It's happened so quick for people.
So quickly.
Yeah.
So what is energy whisperer? The energy whisperer mean?
that's interesting because it's actually something that people at first when they meet me and mm-hmm. they start to do the work with me, they're like, I don't know. And then right when they do the work with me, they go, mm-hmm. how do you know? Mm-hmm. And how do I know? So when I'm inside someone, so I center in when I'm going to work on somebody energetically. Mm-hmm. And when here's a good example. I was working on somebody last night mm-hmm. and I literally heard peace be still over and over throughout her energy. Mm-hmm. And then when I worked myself down to her heart, I just kept seeing the visual of a broken heart, visual mm-hmm. of a broken heart. And she didn't tell me anything about her life. She mm-hmm. didn't tell me what was going on. I don't ask to know what's going on in your mm-hmm. life. I'm just going to go off the energy, right? Mm-hmm. So I see symbols. Mm-hmm. Whereas like a Reiki, someone that does Reiki puts symbols on your body. Mm-hmm. I don't. I do a type of energy from the natives, from the Maori. Mm-hmm. So I'm seeing symbols and clearing those symbols. So it's almost like a clearing. But when I'm in your energy, I'm hearing and seeing things that you don't know are around you. So mm-hmm. I might see a mask, a man behind your mm-hmm. right shoulder mm-hmm. that maybe might not have the best intentions. I'll clear it. Mm-hmm. I might see somebody else in your life that might be like another thing, right? Mm-hmm. But when I'm in your energy, mm-hmm. I'm hearing the whispers of what your energy is telling me. Mm-hmm. And then what I do is after I'm done with the session with you, I send you an email of everything I've done called energy notes. Mm-hmm. And most people have questions because they're like, how did you know that I didn't tell you that? And yeah. You don't have to tell me anything because we're mm-hmm. all one. So when I center in right. with you, I'm in your energy now mm-hmm. and I'm hearing. And sometimes that higher self that they have mm-hmm. is talking to me really strongly. Like, for example, if there's a cord that I see, that higher mm-hmm. self might be, I'll ask, do you want me to cut it? And it might say, no, mm-hmm. absolutely not. And mm-hmm. I'll go, okay. Mm-hmm. And then maybe two sessions later, mm-hmm. can I cut it? Yes. Because yeah. they learned whatever lesson they needed to learn
right.
before I let go of that cord.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because people who are like, whatever, you know, it's like they'll believe a horse whisperer, right?
That's true.
They'll believe the dog whisperer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But yet when it comes to human energy and one-on-one, yep. it's like, how is it possible? Well, it is. Right. We all, you know, I am of the I am. That's what I always say.
Mm.
So if I am of the I am, therefore I am all of the I
wow,
am.
That's perfect.
And therefore I'm all that all is,
yeah.
right? And people are like, no, you're being blasphemous. You're trying to be. No, you're trying to define God, which is not trying to minimize God.
Right.
So it's like, don't try it with me.
Absolutely.
It's just we all are. Right. But I appreciate you for looking at me just now and not putting on the air what energy you saw. I know you saw something.
What's also good is, you know, like the work has cured people with cancer yeah. and Lyme disease
me.
And PTSD.
And that brought right? you to what clinic?
Cedars-Sinai. Yeah.
And they've like brought you in now
to just kind of investigate what the hell's going on, right?
Oh, you are doctor's worst dream.
Right. Yeah. So logically,
like, this guy came back from death.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's going to tell us that he's cured X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And now the hospital's going to bring him in here.
Right.
Oh, they are having conversations.
But what, yeah.
You.
But what's good about it is that they could see the outcome.
That's
right.
Right.
And so I think when you can see the outcome, that's a lot better for people because a lot of people
tangible.
Are prove it to me,
tangible.
Prove it to me,
yeah, yeah.
prove it to me. And then if it's proven, and then they want to know how you did it.
Right.
But you can't explain it in a logical, linear way. So it's difficult.
Yeah.
Difficult for people to hear.
It's fun when you don't think on a logical, linear way.
Exactly.
And that I don't.
Yeah, good. Abstract's
you know? And
great.
So it's like, it is great because that's my reality.
Right.
You know, it's like, and you know, we always hear create your reality and conscious creation and unconscious creation. And the other day I was like, you know what? We need to design our reality.
Mm.
You know, creating is beautiful.
That's great.
But like, go past the creation into the design aspect of it.
Absolutely.
Because once it's created, now what?
Right.
You know, you can build a house, but if you don't have furniture, if you didn't design the interior.
Right. That's beautiful.
Like,
that's
so
great.
So now my new thing, and I
Absolutely.
Was like, the other day I was in meditation, deep one, a good one, like a good long,
yeah, yeah.
Like a long meditation. And I was like, holy shit, design your reality.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, because, you know, it's, and then that goes into the whole aspect of energy and being in your flow, in your space and designing it. And we all have the capability to design our reality.
Right.
So the book of light.
Right.
The heart opening.
Absolutely.
What inspired you, obviously, to write it?
Just what you just said.
Yeah.
I was going through a divorce at the time
mm-hmm.
and I was actually going through the dark night of the soul. And mm-hmm. at the time I was working with a spirit animal, the jaguar, the Black Panther and mm-hmm. Mother Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I was working with those two energies
mm-hmm.
and I was in meditation and I literally heard, what is light?
Mm.
Now, at that moment, normally I would have jumped up and Googled, what is light? And then read everybody else's
it's
thing.
So
but
easy.
But I didn't.
Right.
I sat in there and when I got up, I wrote the last chapter of my book. And the last chapter of the book is about where we're headed. It's like what you said, the design or the vision mm-hmm. of the end outcome of where we are now. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people get to the last chapter of the book and they're like, oh my God, this is incredible. But I don't know how we're going to get there, right? Even though mm-hmm. the five or six small chapters are leading you there.
Right.
So I remember thinking, one of my friends was like, I just read the Stephen King book. He said a real book is 30,000 words. And I said, mine's only 9,999, right? And so I said, I don't know if mine's...
A coincidence? 999.
Right.
I got you.
Right? So then I went back into prayer and I just heard, David, it's a book. It's got no steps. It's got... Right. There's nothing egotistical about it. If you read the book by itself all the way through... Yeah. Probably take you an hour, okay. And people have healed from that book. But those words came through me, and it took me a year to understand the book mm-hmm. that I had written.
Yeah.
So it's literally the essence. That's the book. That's what you're reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it opens up your heart, and it opens up the queen, which is your heart, mm-hmm. and it explains to you how to utilize her.
Right.
How she likes to be utilized.
So how does she like to be? Well, it's different for everyone, no? I would imagine.
She likes... No, but it's sensual, so she's right. in silence.
Right.
And that's where she's getting her insight on how to lead.
Got you.
So great leaders lead from the heart, mm-hmm. but you have to listen from that space first. So yeah. it's really great, like, as far as opening people up when they're ready, mm-hmm. right? And how to switch, how to utilize
yeah.
and work from the heart.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, here's the reality. You know, we could talk about a million things, and that's what we do here on Max and Friends. So if you're tuning in for the first time, you're probably like, this is completely different from last week's show. But you know why? Because it's my show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci right here on LA Talk Radio.
Right here on LA Talk Radio. You are listening to Max Tucci and Max and Friends. Thanks for joining us tonight. So if you're trying to figure it all out, my guest, David Matthew Brown, is here. Listen, you can go to the archive after the show. It's not something you're going to get right away, maybe. And maybe it is. So if you want those archives, go to latalkradio.com/Max and just click on the day that this is playing and you'll be able to hear it, find it, love it, hear it again, find it, love it, and hear it again, find it, and love it until you get it.
Right.
And if you don't, that's great. You can contact David Matthew Brown. How?
Well, they can go on Facebook, David Matthew Brown. They can go on Instagram, Unabashed Yogi.
Unabashed Yogi.
Yeah.
Of course. Right? Why not? I love it, Unabashed Yogi.
It's funny. I was going to say that your last name, Tucci, my mom's side's last name is Tolucci. So when I saw your name, I was like, oh my God, we're family. And then I was like, oh, it's Tucci. Okay. But it yeah, it's close, right?
Hey, listen. We are all from all that is. So, you know, it's right. funny. We are all from all that is.
Yes.
So we really are all family. But that's why division and separation and 23andMe makes me laugh.
Yeah.
It's like, where are we from? Really? Yeah. We all need 23andMe to figure this out. Yeah. We're all from each other.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you're my family. But that's interesting because I discovered family over the summer in Italy that I never knew I had.
Wow.
And it wasn't because of 23andMe. It was just because I had some asshole for a cousin who never told us about them because he wanted all the money and
right.
was trying to, you know, money block them from us, which yeah. was fabulous to meet them. And it's like, all of us were just like in shock. I was told I had my grandfather had one sibling.
Oh.
In fact, he had five.
Wow.
And obviously they all have kids and they all have kids. His siblings are all passed, but their children are alive and their children's children are alive. And it's just like, this is exactly where we need to be.
Exactly.
It doesn't even matter what was. It is right now here.
Yeah.
So, and they get it. And it's like so much fun. And I'm like so looking forward to the journey of
yeah.
the extendedness of who I am,
yeah.
of all that is here on earth.
What a great story.
Right? People are like, what the fuck does all of that mean?
They know.
They know. And if they don't, it's not meant for you to know. Right?
Yeah.
So, so then you're like an author. Now you're an author.
Right.
And I have another book.
Right.
Tell us about the second book and what inspired you to do it.
The second book was actually, like I brought up earlier, it's actually my personal journey from divorce. So I did mm-hmm. over 100 straight days of hot yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did to keep myself honest, because I only wanted to do 30.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a
then
blog.
You want 130.
Yeah, exactly, right? But I had a blog. And so I had all these people tuning in, I think, to see if I'd fail, right? To see if I couldn't do the 30.
Right.
And then the lady that ran the studio over here in L.A., it was Moksha L.A. at the time. Mm-hmm. She was like, you know, my dad was a single dad. Mm-hmm. And she goes, and I love that you're a dad and you have a daughter. Why don't you just go for 100? And I was like, what? Because then you got to think about a babysitter and all kinds, because you got to do it once a day, right? So that's where that came from. And I actually, once that book got published, that was the book that I traveled all over the country, Barnes and Nobles, and did book signings, and mm-hmm. was over here in the Grove. It was really fun. Like, that mm-hmm. was a fun, I was like, holy cow. Like, you know, but people are asking me questions like I'm a yoga teacher, and I'm not.
Right.
So I just go, no, I'm just a yogi, just that's like you.
Unabashed yogi.
yeah, I just show up and do my work and go about my day.
You know, it's funny because, again, it goes back to that Madonna statement. It's like, if you're looking for, you are all that is present right now.
Yep.
You know, we are our best gurus.
Yep.
I interviewed Sophie B. Hawkins years ago, and she's like, I said, you know, what does it mean to be a guru? And she's like, we're all our best gurus.
Right.
But we just don't listen to ourselves.
Yep.
You know? And we go find others to, like, fill in that, what does this mean? What does that mean? But then there is energy. You know, that's the vibration, and there's energy, and it's all of this stuff. Like, sometimes when I come into this studio here, it's like Maya Angelou once said, she's like, stuff sticks to the wall.
Right.
And I'm like, where's the Lysol in the stage?
Yeah, I agree. It is energy. You know, look, and if people, look, I know that people might be trying to decipher, like, well, what's he talking about? But I think we all know this situation. You're at a party, you walk in the door, you're walking towards someone that you want to talk to, and then all of a sudden you just go, and then you divert yourself to somebody else. That's energy.
Or you walk out the door.
Or you walk out the door. But there's something, whether you acknowledge or not, just went, oh, this doesn't feel right. Yeah. Or you're around someone and it just doesn't feel right.
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 What does that mean?
It's a guttural thing. Or it's a, you know, intuitive hit. You're like, wow, ooh, this energy is like really.
Well, you know, Panache Desai, who's part of the Oprah Super Soul 100, he once taught me, he said, energy, the E in energy is just
energy in motion.
For that's all it is. It's energy in motion. And how do we process that? I think a lot of people don't understand that energy in motion concept. And again, thoughts are just thoughts.
Well, look, here's a crazy part. If you went through trauma in your childhood, mm-hmm. right, people will say, well, I went through trauma and I'm an empath. Actually, if you went through trauma, what you're doing, if you haven't dealt with it, is you're trying to, it's a defense mechanism. So you're trying to see and read this person as quick as you can to see if they're going to traumatize you in some way. Mm-hmm. So that's the importance of dealing with trauma and energy work as well. Mm-hmm. And that's what energy does, is it takes those traumas and wounds and helps in the healing of it as you're working with somebody. You're working together, right?
Yeah. Well, like Yana Van Sant, she breaks the patterns and pathology of what all of this means.
Absolutely.
And people don't like her for it. And she's okay. There's a book I'm reading now, The Courage to Be Disliked. Okay. Japanese philosophy. It's the best. It's like, it's all, it doesn't mean you have to be an asshole.
Right.
You know? It just means have the courage to be disliked. You don't have to be rude. But no, it's fun. So what are the books or projects you have coming up now?
I have two. I just finished a feature length film that I co-wrote.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Called Fighting Love.
Okay.
And then I just finished my third book called Minding My Own Business.
Okay. Right. That's funny.
Yeah.
And that's because I always say business is business and the best is to mind your own.
Mind your own. Yep.
What is it about?
The book? Just minding my own. Getting out of the way.
Getting out of the way of myself. Yeah.
And just minding my business, right? Just being here presently and just trusting without that charge getting in the way.
So for people who are listening, they're like, what the hell? Like, they don't speak Oprah, right? That's what I call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what the hell does it mean getting out of the way? What does it mean being present? What does it mean?
Right. Yeah.
So it's, to you, what does it mean?
How comfortable can you be right here without having that mind formulate a defense mechanism in the conversation, or the mind going, oh, I have something I want to say, or I have something I want to add. Can you listen 100% to somebody and completely accept? Because really, when we talk about love, we're talking about unconditional acceptance. Right.
Yeah.
Right? So can you accept where you're at and who's in front of you as is?
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
And that's all. And then the mind's like, what? I got to go somewhere. I got a time frame.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, we interviewed on the show here that runs Mondays, The Polished Woman, which I produce and direct. And yes, I want to tell you, Warren, I'm just letting y'all know.
But, congrats.
Throw that out there.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you.
And what was, thank you. And what was fabulous was Cher's best friend was here, Paulette.
Wow.
And I said, what is it like? You know, we were talking about what she's learned from Cher throughout the years. She goes, I actually learned it from her mother. And it was, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that is just so simple.
Yeah.
Do you want to be right or do you, because if you want to be happy, it's the yin and the yang and the duality. Everyone's right. Everyone's wrong. And there's, you know, there's one side of the story, the other side of the story, and then the truth somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
If that even means anything. Right.
Yeah.
But so it's that same philosophy of do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I choose happy. And sometimes I choose right. Listen,
right.
You know, just because you're in a higher vibration doesn't mean that sometimes you like to scrape the barrel.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you were just talking about and you've been bringing up is the act of creating, mm-hmm. right? And when you're a creative being and you're moving and life is moving, that energy is flowing through you. It allows you to, like, for example, when I just finished that film, I mean, there's a lot of healing, my own personal healing in there. Yeah. But, you know, the story is essentially about an ex-boxer who became a priest who falls in love with a woman.
That's rare these days.
which brings him back into boxing.
I love it.
So she helps him discover. So he put himself in a prison and she took him out of it, right? Yeah. But in that is all my healing without saying that that's what it is. But that's what's great about creating, right? Create a story.
Right.
Then you just go with it. Have fun with it.
And then design it.
Exactly. Then right? design it. Then yeah, design do that it. Inner design.
I love it. I love it. I love yeah. it. You know, the illusion of time is upon us. And I have like a little flasher here that's like I should just put a flasher of illusion of time because right. I don't even understand time. I don't understand numbers. I don't understand how 1 + 1 = 2. If someone's pregnant, that's 1 + 1 = 3. And people are like, okay.
Yeah.
But on that note, you know, we'll talk about energy for this last moment of... Okay. Illusion moments that we have here on Max and Friends. And before we get into that, I love you all for tuning in. I really do. I'm grateful that you're all joining us here tonight. And if you feel like, you know, for me, I think energy work is something, if you hear this show and you're tuning into it tonight and you want to search further into what it's all about or what it is that you're, what your mind is telling you, like those thoughts, then maybe it's good to have someone come in and just shift all of that energy, all of that stuff that you carried with you. You know, we do it consciously and unconsciously, and that's exactly like thoughts and conversations and words. And so if you feel like you're in that desire mode of shifting the energy around you, go on right now to Instagram at Unabashed Yogi, talk to David Matthew Brown and see if it's something that will work for you. And have you been with clients where they're like, this just does not work for me?
I've had a handful over 9 years, but it's rare.
Yeah,
because once people feel it, because they feel it, like their bodies will heat up, or they'll feel tingling, or they'll be like, "Oh my god, my back was really aching for like 3 months." Whoo, Phil, I don't know what you did, but it feels great, right? I can give you a small technique everybody can use.
Let's do that
to end it with.
Perfect.
So I'll use you as an example. Do you have somebody in your life that brings up a negative charge?
Yes.
Okay, great. Picture them in your mind.
I have to close my eyes.
All
right.
Picture them.
Because I really want to picture them.
Okay.
I don't just want this to be like I want to do this.
Right.
All right.
This will show us demonstrate.
Just watch
energy.
The clock for me. Okay, when we get to 6:50, let me know.
Okay. It'll be quick.
7:50.
So picture that person. Now picture a white rose. You got a white rose?
I'm trying to picture the person. That's how hard it is. Just bear with me. All right. Okay.
Picture the person.
Okay. I got her.
Okay. You got the white rose.
Yeah.
Now put them in the white rose, and what color does it turn?
Pink.
Great. Ask that white rose to pull up all that pink energy in your body. Let it start from your feet, all around your body. Just be playful. And let me know when it's cleaned up all of this person's energy. Got it?
Yeah, it's like right
great.
There.
Now good. I want you to throw that rose 3 miles out of this room as far as you can.
Okay.
So you don't see it. And now I want you to explode it.
Oh, okay.
You do it?
Yeah.
How'd you feel?
Good.
Right. So that's the way that what we do is we take on other people's energy.
No,
all
good.
You're doing is like you're just giving it back to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. You got a good white light above your head. Good. So that's good. So you cleared something.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
It is.
So if you want to clear someone from your energy, every single, you know, if someone's bothering you on the street, right. That's what you do. Put in the white rose, clean out your system, explode it.
Great.
Because it gives you your power back.
Yeah.
You give them their stuff back.
Right.
And you're not harming them.
No.
Yeah.
Return of love.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
It blew up somewhere over the side of that mountain.
Even better.
You're
even
like, throw it as far as you can. Over the mountain into the valley in the desert. Yeah.
So there you go. Your beautiful. Listeners have something they can use for the rest of their lives.
That's great. And even if not for the rest of your life, for this moment, but practice it is the point.
Yeah, practice
the
white rose.
The more you practice, the more you practice. But now how do we ask ourselves like what you just did? It's an internal conversation.
You're just asking yourself you'll know.
Right.
Like if someone angers you, you put them in the white rose.
All right. So for the homework.
Right.
You ask yourself what? One.
Who? Do you have irritation with somebody?
Okay. Two.
Put them in the white rose.
Three.
What color does it turn?
Four.
Ask the white rose to pull that color out of your entire system.
5.
So we'll wrap around, send it out 3 miles away from you so you don't see it, and 6. Then explode it.
Done.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right.
I feel like I was in a rapid game show. And then you explode. Right. And then we go. Go.
And then we're good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That was rapid round. Here on Max and Friends. All right. Well, speaking of rapid round, we got to wrap this show up. I'm grateful that you were here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
It was fun.
This was fun.
You can come back anytime.
Thank you.
And you know what? I think the next time you come back, maybe we'll bring in someone.
Okay.
The universe will rise up and introduce who that person will be.
Fantastic.
So that will be interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what is it that you want people to take with them into this week?
I just want people to take that where you are and who you are is enough.
Beautiful. It's true. And what I want you all to take right now is where you are exactly where you're supposed to be. So love, 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 just love. You know what? And here's the beauty of something. Even if you feel like you can't love, you can love. So just shift that energy, shift that vibration, shift that lie, and realize that you can love. It's okay. And I love you. I love you for tuning into Max and Friends here every Sunday at 8. And if you want to reach out to me, email me, max@maxstudio.com. And if there's anyone that you feel you want to have on this show, let me know. We're like friendly here. That's why it's called Max and Friends. First time your friends, second time your family. Until next time, I love you for tuning in. Take life to the max. Good night and good karma.